Title: High Court Takes on Latches and Patents. Content: as published by the Daily Journal on May 11, 2016. Businesses dread getting letters that make claims of patent infringement. Such letters often raise complex questions of patent law that require specialized advice and demand a license fee that eats into company profits. Sometimes, however, the patent owner fails to follow up on the letter, and years pass. Other times, the patent owner starts a dialogue, only to let it trail off without resolution. Occasionally, a second letter, or a patent lawsuit, comes many years after the patent owner first learned of its potential claim for patent infringement. Does the passage of time mean that the accused infringer is safe? On May 2, the U.S. Supreme Court granted a cert petition in a case that bears on this question. The case, SCA Hygiene Products Actibalag v. First Quality Baby Products LLC, 15-927, involves a manufacturer of adult incontinence products, SCA, that sent a patent notice letter to a competitor, First Quality. The letter claimed that First Quality's Prevail All Nights diaper product infringed an SCA patent on an absorbent diaper. 3 weeks after receiving SCA's letter, First Quality responded that the patent was invalid, citing a prior patent on disposable diapers. SCA never responded back to First Quality. Instead, SCA went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and asked it to re-examine SCA's patent in light of the prior patent that First Quality had cited. SCA did not tell First Quality about the re-examination proceedings, which are public. Nor did SCA contact First Quality again about patent infringement as First Quality expanded its line of adult incontinence products over the next several years. In August 2010, more than 3 years after the re-examination proceedings ended and nearly 7 years after SCA sent its initial letter, SCA sued First Quality for patent infringement. First Quality eventually moved for summary judgment of latches and equitable estoppel, which the district court granted. On appeal, a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, which hears patent litigation appeals, affirmed as to latches, but reversed as to equitable estoppel, finding that a dispute of material fact remained. At first blush, it might seem odd that the accused infringer, First Quality, would rely upon equitable defenses like latches and equitable estoppel, which require litigating through discovery, instead of attempting a motion to dismiss at the outset of the case under a statute of limitations. The Patent Act, however, lacks a traditional statute of limitations, in the sense of absolutely barring a suit once a period of time has elapsed after a cause of action accrues. Instead of a traditional statute of limitations, the Patent Act has a time limitation on damages, except as otherwise provided by law. No recovery shall be had for any infringement committed more than 6 years prior to the filing of the complaint or counterclaim for infringement in the action. 35 U.S.C. Section 286. Under the statute, a patent owner may file suit more than 6 years after the claim accrues and even seek an injunction. But the statute allows the patent owner to reach back only 6 years for damages. Thus, accused infringers have had to rely upon the equitable defense of latches when they believe that a patent owner has engaged in unreasonable delay. Under latches, the accused infringer must prove two factors: 1. The patent owner's delay in bringing suit was unreasonable and inexcusable, and, 2. The accused infringer suffered material prejudice attributable to the delay. In a seminal en banc opinion from 1992, the Federal Circuit stated that, at all times, the defendant bears the ultimate burden of persuasion of the affirmative defense of latches, although a presumption of latches can attach if there has been at least a 6-year delay, starting when the patent owner knew or reasonably should have known of its claim against the defendant. A.C. Aukerman Company v. R.L. Chida Construction Company, 960F.2D 1020, 1032, 1038, Federal CIR 1992, N. Bank. Since 1992, accused infringers have relied upon the Aukerman case to defend against patent infringement suits that the patent owner unreasonably delayed in filing, at least where the accused infringer could show material evidentiary or economic prejudice. In 2014, however, the U.S. Supreme Court held in Petrella v. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Inc. that a defendant cannot invoke L.